This is Ralph Kermit Winterow II, Truth Seeker of the Far North. Good afternoon or good evening, wherever you are in the world. It's a nice rainy day in Alaska. We've had about 5 weeks of this. We got the sprinkler system turned on. We can't seem to get rid of it. And it's Alaska Fair time up here. We've had some good things happen in Alaska. Politically, we... Senator Lisa Murkowski, which was Senator Frank Murkowski that came back to be the Republican nominee and governor for 1 year until he was unseated by Sarah Palin, appointed his own daughter to take his seat, which made a lot of people quite angry. And we don't have aristocracy totally in America yet. We're just working on it. But... she also bought some land down here in Kenai from a guy that's Penny, that's not well-liked, that's very well-connected, had a bargain to do, and she was involved in assisting him. She had to give the property back. So anyway, we got a new one on the line, is Miller. So we'll see, another criminal headed up the way. Might as well share the criminality. What the heck, you know? What can I say? So... anyway, we're going to talk about, going to have Greg Pound hopefully call in. Okay, well, after we break here, we're going to get to hear from Greg Pound out of Florida. He's been incarcerated unjustly, and we'll get a brief update from him and of the criminality that exists in Florida. That's astounding, isn't it? It exists everywhere. So, anyway, we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned, and we're going to talk about some other issues, including mine today.
Attention all business owners, save up to 20% free of charge on your business gas and electric energy supply bill. Call 1-800-641-5880. Due to deregulation of gas and electric utilities by the federal government, businesses in 16 states can receive up to 20% savings off their energy supply bill. This program is not for residences. It's only for businesses. Call 800-641-5880 for a list of qualifying states or visit RBN's website at www.republicbroadcasting.org. Enrollment is easy and completely free. No hidden costs, no interruption of service, and no cancellation fees. Don't delay. It takes 30 to 60 days to enroll. Call 1-800-641-5880. Thousands of businesses everywhere are saving money. Small offices and restaurants to large hotels, hospitals, municipalities, major fast food chains, and factories. This is a no-brainer. Your business is entitled to save this money free of charge. Call 1-800-641-5880. It's easy. Start saving money now. Just call 1-800-641-5880.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608, 1-908-691-2608, or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Well, we're back from break here, and for those of you that don't know who Greg Pound is, I'll let him do a little bit, but he's just been incarcerated down in Florida, and I'll let you tell you the most heinous of crimes that he committed, and his issue started several years ago over having a dog bite to one of his young daughters, and in going to the hospital. Four of his children were taken by false documents filed by a person that I think filed them on like 26 different people, was indicted, and basically walked away free after screwing up the lives of all these other families, including his, in which he lost through this child slavery system that they have set up. Four of his children were taken away from him and his wife. And so then he has continued on the battle down in Florida. So, Greg, are you there?
Ralph, can you hear me all right?
Yes, I can. You're great. Why don't you, did you hear my intro there?
Yes, I did.
Why don't you continue on now, taking up from where that left off there, that after you have what you've been doing and then what has since happened to you and where you've been for quite some time.
Well, Ralph, what it is, I've been just in this battle trying to get our children out of the Department of Children and Families here in the state of Florida, where they get all this money from, you know, from the what they call the federal government grant money, and this abduction that's going on and this pedophile thing that's being that's going on in our country that's just totally out of control. I've just been, as a father, trying to defend my rights, my, you know, for my wife and I myself, to our children over an accidental dog bite, where the case manager for the Pinellas County Sheriff's Department filed 96 false reports, which are third-degree felonies against her, and she pled guilty to them, but nothing happened to her. And so, you know, it's just been something now that I've been trying to expose. I feel this is my calling now as a Christian, and as a, I feel my call is to defend the children, defend the families, and I have people from all over the country call me and who are dealing with the issue. But this past hearing, I was standing on a corner. I'm running now for county commissioner here in Pinellas County. I've been standing on this corner for probably 3 years. It's right the corner of where the sheriff's department is. And my kids went by on a school bus, and I waved to them, and they charged me with domestic violence and gave me 6 months. And I just got out 3 days ago of doing 6 months in the county jail, where they did everything they can to make my life a living hell. And so that's where I'm at. I'm now out of jail, and you know, I've just experienced another traitor of an attorney calling me. I was representing myself. I had everyone subpoenaed in to come in, and you know, all and this attorney called me and said some people that we knew with the Lawmen's Association out of Pinellas County, where we have independent people trying to defend themselves. And he said that he was real familiar with my case. He read up on it and stuff, and then he just sold me right out, sold everything out, and they locked me up for 6 months, took me right from that hearing, incarcerated me, and I just got out 3 days ago.
What's the attorney's name? Do you know his name?
You know, Ralph, I tried to find it. I tried to call the people that I know who might remember, and I do have it at home in my documents, and I don't have my phone back on because my phone was turned off. I lost my insurance company for my car and all this stuff. You know, just, you know, 6 months, I mean, I wasn't even prepared. I didn't realize that I was going to jail because, I mean, so I went straight from there to jail. And so, I mean, it's just, I don't have my phone back on. My computer's not back up.
Well, wasn't the injunction, if you were in 1,000 feet of the school, wasn't that correct?
Oh, that's totally correct. And you're very familiar with it because I sent you all the documentation to look at it. And so it's just totally insane what they've done. And but see, there's something.
Were you within the 1,000 feet?
I'm running for county commissioner against Calvin Harris. My website for my county commission is electgregpound2010. And when you go to the video coverage on that website, you'll see this man, Calvin Harris, and he works with Sheriff Coates and Bernie McCabe, and he's over the juvenile justice. He's one of the members of the Juvenile Justice Council for Pinellas County. I'm a board member, and he's a board member. He's also a county commissioner, and you'll see people from the Sheriff's Department, the courthouse, prosecutor, public defender's office. Everyone is in part of this deal with going on with the kids because of the money that's invested, the money that's coming in this county through abducting children. And so what happens is there's a major problem with corruption. And so they've held me past my time of my incarceration time. I had gained time for working. I worked while I was incarcerated so that I could get out early, and then they took all that time from me because I refused to work on the Sabbath day. I told myself I believe in keeping the Ten Commandments, not just some of them, but all of them. And I don't believe that I'm saved by keeping the Ten Commandments, but I believe that we are responsible to keep the Ten Commandments. And so they took away my gain time because they wanted me to work 10 hours a day, 7 days a week is what you work. And I told them I'll work double shifts if you want to make up for that day, but they wouldn't do that. They actually used that, and they used it twice on me. They did it twice. They took away one time, and I thought the thing was done, and then they came back again another 30 days after I had another 30 days of working hard. It's like in Hitler's concentration camps, he had a slogan over him. It says, work for freedom. Work your way to freedom. And that's the goal here now, is we work our way to freedom. But I was able to get the insight. As I was unloading trucks for feeding the prisoners in the jail, everything was from China. The macaroni and cheese that we would eat every day with the cheese they pour out of the can was from China. The apple juice was from China. I mean, everything that we were in there, from shavers to our shower slides to everything, the only thing that it's just amazing to see how all the stuff is coming from China. And, I mean, and people can't even find a job in their own country. And I just don't. I just see an awful, awful judgment coming on this country because of the people refusing to stand up and take a stand against the corruption that's going on.
With the attorney here. You say he sold you out. So what happened during the trial? You didn't have any witnesses, or the people you subpoenaed, they didn't show up, or what?
No, I had everyone from the sheriff and everybody coming in, and they had it sold. I mean, it's like, it's just really sad. Even the video coverage that they said they did, I think like 20, I mean, maybe 100 hours of video coverage, they cut all that out so the jury couldn't see it. I mean, this thing was the biggest mistake I ever made was allowing this attorney, because I was influenced by the people that, I mean, he mentioned some people that I knew in this county that are proactive against fighting against, but more than likely they're either plants who pretend like they're working with the people and trying to get justice, and they're really just selling the people out. The whole system now is built on confidential informers. When I was in jail, the place was just filled with them, filled with people gaining information on people they knew. It's just the whole thing is just a it's just really out of control. One of the other things I wanted to talk to you about was here in Pinellas County, one of the deputies who ended up who was drunk, and the compound to get into the jail is a real large compound because the courthouse, the jail, and all this system is just all connected together. He was driving his truck back there going over 100 miles an hour, and he missed his turn, and he went through the fence and went into the retaining ponds that we have in Florida when it floods and stuff. And this one was 60 feet deep. He went right down to the bottom of it. And the problem is that what happens is these guys are messing around with one another's wives. It's like almost everyone at the county jail, the husband and the wife work there. They're making over $80,000 a year, bringing in over $80,000 a year for being a correction officer at the jail. And it's just like the woman who falsified the report in order to get a warrant to take our kids from us, Erica Parker. And these people, you can Google their names in St. Pete Times, Erica Parker's husband was a deputy, and her supervisor, John Picamanis, was having sex with her while her husband was a deputy in the sheriff's department. And this place is rampant with immorality, sexual perversion, and it's just, and this guy has a wife, and somebody was messing with his wife that was on the sheriff's department. He was just outraged that one of his brothers, what they call the brotherhood, was messing with his wife. And so what happens is these guys are enraged. You know what I mean? They're just outraged to think that somebody, and you know, when you mix this stuff all together, this big pot of people working with, I mean, they've got over 3,000 prisoners in the jail. And to see the injustice of these people going to jail for the most craziest things, that maybe on the next program I can pull together the information that I was able to obtain from the people who they were bringing in there, it was just insane.
Well, who actually testified in your trial?
Well, all the witnesses, basically the deputy who wrote up in the police report that I wasn't in violation of the court injunction, but there was no cross examination. This thing was set up. I mean, the questions that I had, I wasn't able to ask because, you know, they've always said that, you know, if you're an attorney for yourself, you're shooting yourself in the foot. And I should have stuck to my guns and represented myself, because when I got in there and I seen what they did, I mean, there's nothing I could do except have to just,
Didn't this attorney do any cross examination or take any of your questions or anything?
No, he wouldn't. It was just a sellout. Ralph, I mean, you know how high profile my case is. These guys illegally abducted our children. They kidnapped our kids illegally. And no charges.
Hold that thought, Greg. We got music. Got some sponsors coming up, and we'll be back in a minute. Stay tuned.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excellent condition.
excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Okay, we're back here. Greg Pound in Florida just got out of jail for having a sign waving to his children that had been put into, basically, they've been kidnapped and sold into slavery. Greg, did that attorney bring up that you were outside of the 1,000-foot perimeter of the injunction?
Did he bring that up? No, he didn't capitalize on anything that was a part of my defense. It was just a real sad situation. I mean,
did you actually testify?
I mean, the minute I gave up my right to speak, I was in trouble. Ralph, I don't know what else to say. I mean, I was sitting there and I was praying. I didn't know. I was hogtied.
Did you testify in your own defense?
I'm sorry?
Did you testify in this trial yourself?
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
No.
Based on his advice?
Right.
Wrong, bad news. So basically, they heard a one-sided story packed full of lies.
You got it.
And how long was the trial then? It must not have been a very long trial.
It wasn't.
What, a couple hours, hour?
Something like that. I mean, I had 28 witnesses subpoenaed. 28 witnesses subpoenaed to come in, and he eliminated all of them. It was a sellout. I don't know what else to say except, this is the corruption. This is the evil that's going on in Pinellas County. This is where they killed Terry Schiavo. These people think they're above the law, and there's no accountability. I mean, we're in a system now where the people are afraid of the court system, and they're just intimidated. I mean, they're like a bunch of scared rats. Lights come on, and it's just a real sad
situation.
How many
people were on the jury? 6 or 12?
The jury was 6.
And how long were they out?
They weren't out for maybe 2 hours, but they feed them. What happens is they feed them and all this other stuff. I mean, here
So they got a free lunch meal then, or meal.
Yeah, they bring them in whatever they want. They want Chinese or whatever. They bring them in, and the prosecutors. I mean, it was just an open mockery once again. And so they just, they thought they were going to try to break me down and the stuff they did to me while I was incarcerated and all this other stuff. But see, I mean, it's just, God's grace is greater than all sin. He's greater as he who is in us and he who is in the world. It doesn't matter what they've done to me. I mean, they're doing everything they can to destroy my family. My wife's afraid to come back home because, they're wicked, evil people.
Destroying your relationship with your wife?
Yeah, they've got my wife is, she's afraid. She's a woman and she's afraid. If they can do what they can do, Ralph, and get away with it, I mean, and we don't have a church, we don't have nobody who will stand up and hold these people accountable. Everyone believes they're good and it's just massive, massive corruption to the worst
okay,
degree.
Okay, let me ask you this question and think before you answer. Is there a specific group that is sponsoring this attorney or not that this guy that represented you that came from?
Well, I believe there's an internal group going on that's running this county who are doing everything they can to stay in power. And what it is they, they have people like, he's out of Pasco and Pinellas, which are, they're both on the same circuit, the counties are. And so what happens is he's just getting brownie points. I mean, You've got the Department of Children and Family. You've got the Sheriff Department. You got County Commissioner Calvin Harris trying to cover up his scam.
Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Well, I think we may have lost Greg there. Are you there, Greg?
Hello?
70 lost me.
Yeah, okay, great. Yeah, no, my question is, what is there some group that puts you on to this attorney that would you might want to identify that might raise a question as to what that group is about? That's my question, I guess.
Okay. Can you hear me now, Ralph?
Yes, I can. Yeah, you want to wait just for a second there.
Okay. Well, what the problem is basically he mentioned one of the top guys here in Pinellas County and Hillsborough County as used him as a reference, saying that in order to, I mean, that's the thing that swayed me. And if I would have knew, and so what happens is basically I met him in the morning before we went to court, and he stepped in, and basically we picked our jury, and it was just a, it was a, it was a, it was.
Who did he use for reference? Me or some group or what?
No, it wasn't you. It was I'm sorry. I just, you know, I called you earlier, and his name is Jack, and I can't remember his but he works with the Lawmen's Association. He used him as a reference, saying basically, and so that's what it is. I don't know. It's just
so we don't know if it's true or not. But he mentioned this Jack that may be associated with the Lawmen and that the Lawmen's group in Florida, and that's what the made you choose to go with him, hopefully that he would give you some assistance, but all it does was it was just a total setup.
Exactly.
Now, you've kept up with, because I know you've been extremely active down there, and you've been a big thorn in their side. Any idea how many people have been convicted or involved in being pedophiles that are in or associated with child custody of the Sheriff's Department or the state of Florida?
Hold that.
Think on that for a minute. We got to go to break. Back in a second.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, well, we're back here. Got Greg Pound out of Florida that just got out of jail for the most heinous crime of waving to his children that have been kidnapped, put into slavery, sold off. As I recall, I think it was $10,000 a head for Florida employees that they got for your four children.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, so that's pretty good. And
they get free education, free college, all medical expenses paid. If you're a state employee and you adopt kids, that's the benefits you get.
Oh, ain't it just lovely? So we can get around, and it's a pretty profitable deal. So anyway, I know you're in tune with all of the pedophiles and all of the sex stuff. Could you give us kind of a brief overview synopsis of some of the great, outstanding government folks down there that have been involved so far?
Well, here in Florida, just locally and in the state, I try to keep track of it. But here in this county, our prosecutor, Bernie McCabe, he has the allegations of child molestation. What these guys were doing, they were adopting these little girls between the age of 5 and 8 years old, and then they were having sex with them. Like City Councilman John Bryan in St. Petersburg, that's Pinellas County, that's this main city in Pinellas County of St. Pete. Maybe you heard of the Devil Rays. What is it? Is it the Rays? Is that what they call it? The baseball team who's right behind New York. They're up at the top. I think they call them, not the Devil Rays, but the Rays. The St. Petersburg Rays. And so what happens is the mayor in that city, the city councilman, John Bryant, was his best friend. But John Bryant was adopting these little girls, getting them from Sheriff Coates, who's over the Child Protection Investigation Team for Pinellas County, and he was molesting the little girls. Now, he got one little girl at 8 years old. He used her for 10 years. After she moved out, he got two more little girls from the Department of Children and Family in Pinellas County. But the problem is the girl who moved out, she moved to Georgia, and she started having emotional problems. And when she went to for the psychological help, they found out what was going on. They came back, found out the two little girls these two little girls he got, he was molesting. And then, I mean, and when you have the prosecutor in on it, when you have people working the court system like Fred Taylor trying to get little boys in the bathroom, you've got Congressman Foley. You've got Al Zimmerman, the spokesman for the whole state of Florida out of Pinellas County, appointed by Charlie Crist. He was a pedophile molesting children. You've got the Largo Police Department busted by the FBI for a pedophile ring, which is very unusual because usually the FBI protects them. You have some real, it's just a real sad situation to see the epidemic stage that this is in where these guys are wanting to have sex with children. And it's just really sad. I don't know if it's because children are so submissive they say they like having sex with children because they say it feels tighter, which is a rampant perversion of this new sex age that we're in where they say the tighter the better, and so they're after the children. And it's just a really sad situation to see that we've become such a reprobate people and nation. And, there needs to be an outcry. Now, there was a problem like that in Israel. Benjamin, Jacob's youngest son, it was Benjamin and Joseph, his youngest son, when he was brought up in Israel, they had a whole tribe of pedophiles that were raping men and children. And what happens, Israel came together and they had to wipe out, they had to do an internal cleansing within the system. And they had to wipe out almost the whole tribe of Benjamin. Only 600 men were left out of the whole tribe of Benjamin, literally wiped out thousands of men because of this perversion that overtook them as a people when Israel came into the Promised Land. And so it's not something that's unusual or something new. It's it's something that people have to deal with, but there needs to be a cleansing of it in our land because it's destroying.
Well, the bottom line is the cynicism of these people that are pedophiles. You're not going to fix that. That's what they are. They are what they are, and there's nothing going to change them. So the only thing to do, from my perspective, is pedophiles should be a mandatory death penalty.
I would agree with that, and I believe the Bible would agree with that. To think that they would rape little children like they do and then put them on psychotropic drugs. We have a major drug problem in Florida with pharmaceutical drugs because they're putting all these people on psychotropic drugs and then they're getting all these kickbacks from the pharmaceutical companies, and it's just out of control here in the state. The whole thing is a total mess, a total scam of corruption. It's just, Florida is in a big mess. I mean, this guy Charlie Crist is a con man. He's a liar. He manipulates. He's running as an independent now because he knows that people are sick and tired of it, and they're going to vote anything but Democrat or Republican. They're not going to bypass those guys, and so he's running as an independent trying to get votes.
What's he running for? Governor or for senator?
He's running for Senate.
U.S. Senate.
Yeah, he's trying to get into D.C. and. You know, I mean, you're talking about these guys. I mean, these guys are just—they're just scum. They're just low-life people we've got in office who are power hungry.
Now, you've been up to the when Florida has its senators and representatives. Is there anybody up there that understand or wants to get involved, or they just turn a blind eye and say that's the way it is? It might be he's on a phone that went away there. Greg, you still there? Okay, well, we'll wait for him to call back in again, because I know Greg has been very active up there in the senators and representatives. And, you know, I brought this up before. Senator Lyda Green, which I helped get elected when I was many years ago, and I brought up this issue of this pedophiles and that there's a public law that Congress has passed, $4,000 a head for the adoption if you get over the quota, $2,000 for the crippled ones, sick ones. And I brought that up at a meeting down here at the Legislative Information Office, and all I got was a smile. And you'd like to say, I wish it would happen to your grandchildren or children. You can't do that. I guess the only response would be that I hope this never happens to your children or grandchildren. It was like, it's funny. And you sit there with your mouth open because you just cannot, it cannot be processed. I can't process it. I just can't process how people could do this to children. Now, I have known somebody that's had this happen to them, and it screws up their whole life. Little children just can't handle it, and they're defenseless. It's up to us, Americans, real Americans, to stand and fight this. Where are the churches? Oh, they're going to church every Sunday or Saturday and doing their money changing in there, taking in the money, going in, giving a Federal Reserve note and writing it off of taxes and giving nothing in reality. Where are they in this battle if they're Christians? Where's America? You don't even have to be a Christian. Where's the morality to back this up? It shocks the conscience. It really does. I sit and I scratch my head and I say, what has happened to our country? Is this Sodom and Gomorrah? And we can't even find 10 people in this damn country that's got any moral compass to stand and fight and look at the truth? And Senator Schaefer out of Georgia that supposedly was a murder-suicide, that never happened. I knew the lady. She was really into this exposing what was going on in the child custody and pedophile rings. Never happened. I haven't followed up on that. I need to get more information on that, of what they were doing down in Georgia, because she was fighting this, but she tried to get a bill through. And the cops, the cop shops, the sheriffs, the attorneys, the Georgia, they all come out of the woodwork against protecting the children. Unbelievable. Okay, Greg, you're back here?
I'm back, Ralph. I don't know what happened, but I'm back.
Okay, well, anyway, but I asked you the question about, you've been quite active up there, I think, in going to when the senators and legislators get together up there in Florida. Have you found any of them that are, what's the deal with them? Are they all in on it, or they don't care, or what's your perspective?
Well, when I'm up in Tallahassee, when we're in the Senate and the representatives up there dealing with the laws and the finances and all this stuff, to them it's like, when you're dealing with $73 billion, these guys, when I talk to the lobbyists and I listen to them talk, to them it's like being in Las Vegas and they're trying to hit the jackpot on you know, getting these things passed, like getting a helmet passed so everyone who comes in the state of Florida has to wear a helmet, and so you got to buy only one certain helmet, and that's by this certain company, and so everyone's going to make money off it, and they want to pass a law that if you don't have this helmet, you get a ticket and all this other stuff. But it's one thing after another like that. I mean, most of the laws that they're creating and producing have to do because they're going to generate some kind of funding, because some kind of corporation is going to have to produce this safety helmet, and this is the only corporation that's going to be able to do it. So the people that I see up there, they're nothing but a bunch of traitors to the American people. They're greedy, evil people, and like they've got more money than they're going to spend, and all they want is more money. And they sold this state out. When I sit there and I've listened to the and listen and see it, it's just, and these people know it. I mean, they're just big, fat, evil people who are just greedy. They don't care about our country. They just, you know, their god is money, and they don't care how they get it.
So basically, what they're doing up there is they're passing bills that have money attached that's going to enrich them or somebody else or further enslave Americans.
It's everything from the court system to all the laws. I mean, I've been going up there for 5 years straight and watching this and dealing with them and talking with people in the system, and it's just corruption. It's rampant. It's just like the same thing in D.C. and everywhere else. The whole country has been sold out to this evil corruption, and you know, I'm just trying to take a stand. I mean, I'm running basically against Calvin Harris, so I mean, if I get in there, I'm going to do everything I can to clean up the system. It's like the attorneys in front of the courthouse asked me, if you get elected, do you think you're not going to be corrupted by the influence and by the power and by the greed and all the stuff like everybody else? And I just said, listen, I've actually taken a vow of poverty in order to live my life on the straight and narrow path, to live my life for Christ, and to keep my family first.
How many senators and representatives are there in Florida?
How many?
Yeah, how many total, do you know?
No, I don't.
Is there 100 of them probably?
At least, yeah. Yeah.
Have you found yet?
We got 67 counties, and so, I mean, if you do the math, it'll be real simple, but, you know.
Okay, so my next question, have you found even one that will stand and fight?
Well, there's some of them. I mean, everyone's got something on someone, and that's the sad thing. It's just, it seems like everyone's got their hands greased, and so what happens is just that, you know, there's basically some. I found a couple guys. Some of the senators, some of the African American senators, have tried to take a stand, but there's just so few of them, And basically, I mean, I've appealed to these guys at every level possible to get my kids back, and these guys are just low life. They don't care. If they won't even care about children, about the injustice that's going on with children, the people who run DCF, Bob Butterworth, George Shelton now, who's over DCF, they switched these people out and they're just there to fill a job and to make the money. They're not there for defending what's right. I mean, I just don't know how to say it, Ralph. I mean,
down in Pinellas County or in the area, how many different churches have you gone to?
I've gone to at least 100 churches, Ralph. I've called every church that I could, go through the phone book, called them, and they basically, they're so naive and out of touch with what's going on. They're just, I mean, their religious game is, you know, we don't want to rock the boat. You come, give us your money. Everyone goes, you come to our church for 3 hours a week. We got this big, beautiful building that's only open 3 hours a week, Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. And half the time it's not even open Wednesday anymore because prayer services have been done away with. and just come and give us your money, and you're on your way to heaven, you know.
Have you picketed any of these churches with your signs or anything just to try to wake them up when they come out of the church or insult or expose them or anything?
I certainly have. I've gone to the high political churches like the one Calvary Baptist is a Southern Baptist church here in Pinellas County. That's well known. I mean, it's got a large, real large membership. But the people are just, they're all playing Hollywood. They're just basically living in they're not living in the real world. They're just, they go to church and they think they're going. It's just real sad. I mean, the documentation, the churches are even all corrupt now. They're basically, we've lost contact with reality in this country. I mean, I believe Hollywood has taken us over.
Has any of them ever called the police or anything on you when you went to churches?
Well, the police do come out. I mean, me and Kathy Corey, who's also on the Juvenile Justice Board, her website is Justice for Kids, which the state has mandated that anyone who works for the state of Florida cannot go to that website. It's called Justice for Kids, where she exposes what they're doing to children. And, she's another one who's been a real diehard, they try to use intimidation by using the police force and basically how it works. But I'm just saying, I haven't done anything. We want our kids back. We want to get out of the state of Florida. We want these pedophile sodomites to leave our children alone and so we can get out of here. And I just, it's by the grace of God, I just thank the Lord God that he hasn't allowed these people to bury me, but they have made my life really miserable, I can tell you that.
Well, it's absolutely astounding what's going on in the child custody. It's actually not child custody, it is slavery.
Exactly.
It's kids kidnapping children, slavery, and selling them into slavery, many of them to be used sexually beyond things that people should be shot for. I mean, that's just it. I mean, there's no nice way to say it. Pedophiles should not exist, period.
Well, the problem is when we got them in high positions of influence, it's like, this Congressman Foley, you remember the Republican Congressman Foley that brought this big shame on the Republican Party out of Florida, who was working with the Children's Agency, but he was actually molesting the children? It seems like everyone who's a pedophile, they know where to go to get the children. They know where to go, and that's the children agencies. And when you have what we have, Eckert now, the guy who owned Eckert Drug Stores, he left just literally millions of dollars behind, and somehow Eckert has replaced Safe Children Coalition, which was Department of Children, which was HRS, and they changed their names over and over. Now they got Eckert Community, who's got all this money he left because he was a strong Christian, real strong godly man. I met him several times at a Bible study I went to in Clearwater, Florida, and basically, all his money was left so now they call him faith-based ministries. These faith-based ministries are using the system. I mean, it's just, and the people they have working in them, all they are is corporate executives making money, getting money and stealing all
the
money.
Hold that thought. We'll be back here in a minute. We'll finish up before the hour here. Stay tuned.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill, handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactiv works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactiv Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactiv's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll-free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. And using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Well, we're back here. I got Greg Pound in. I want to clarify something. I'm not in any way encouraging anybody to go out and shoot pedophiles, even though they ought to be shot. We have to go through the system, and it is corrupt. So I cannot step outside what we have as the law, because everybody loses, including you. So with that said, I had another question for you, Greg. Did you do an appeal on this? On your sentence, your...
Well, I told them I was going to appeal. As a matter of fact, they appointed me an appellate attorney while I was incarcerated, and I got a letter that an appellate attorney was appointed, but they never came to visit me. They never... that's basically all I got, was a notice that I was appointed an appellate attorney. And so I just sat in there and just... that was it.
So there was no appeal. So they just lied to you then.
I've only been out here now like 3 days, and so when it comes after Monday, I'll call and find out what happened and try to get that, find out what happened. And, I'm trying to get connected here with the meetup groups in Pinellas County so I can get them to support me in this election coming up. And I I don't have much time, and they ran me right to the limit, and I need to get it. I'm supposed to be running the campaign. And it's just really hard to do when I come out, and I'm walking. They got me down. They made it so it hasn't been easy for me to keep going.
Well, why don't you give us the web pages here again to go visit for people, and so they can go check out. Got a lot of information on your web pages. Why don't you give those out, yours and Kathy Goring's?
Okay, my website for my... For county commissioner is electgregpound2010.com, and you want to make sure on that website you go to video coverage. You can read the documentation, everything I put on there to show what's going on in the state and the corruption and so forth. And when the county commissioner, Calvin Harris, is tied in with Sheriff Coates. Now, county commissioner Calvin Harris is African-American. Sheriff Coates is Caucasian. Bernie McCabe's Caucasian, but these three are like three peas in a pod. And running this county, and just the corruption is just out of control. And all three of them guys are on the Juvenile Justice Board. And so what happens is when you watch the video, when you watch that video coverage and listen to them talk, and you'll listen to the rest of the board members trying to get this guy off the board because he's not supposed to be where he's at, and he's like out of control. And you just, anyone with any kind of sense will be able to watch and see what we're dealing with.
Why don't you give us the other websites you also have existing?
Okay, my other website is RescueMyKids.com. RescueMyKids.com. There's a PayPal on there. If anyone can contribute to the ministry I have of defending children, it would be greatly appreciated. Then Kathy Corey's website is JusticeForKids.org. JusticeForKids.org. And basically those are pretty much the three. And,
well, you know, Greg, my heart goes out to you. It's just, it is so evil that you can't even comprehend it. These people that are doing this, and I've seen it in Alaska, I've seen it firsthand, and I've been thrown out of the courthouse up here a couple times. You go in, and because they finally started opening some of this up because it's so atrocious. It just shocks the conscience. And what shocks the conscience more is the people that call themselves Christians won't stand and fight. The politicians are all bought and paid for, almost without exception, a few. They're all after the money and the power.
Well, you know, Ralph, just before I got on your program, as I was going over Republic, Republic's got an article about the Pentagon pedophile ring that's going on at the Pentagon, and they're saying that they're unwilling to investigate it, this child pornography ring that's going on, of all these people receiving child pornography at the Pentagon. And it's on Republic Broadcasting. It's right on one of your top stories. It's a picture of the Pentagon, yeah. And that's what it's about. And I mean, maybe the listeners need to look at that and just see how corrupt and perverted this
well,
mess is.
Well, we got to go, and my prayers and thoughts go with you, Greg. And I'll talk to you soon, I'm sure. So anyway,
thank you,
hang in. Okay, we'll talk to you later. We'll be back next hour. Stay tuned.
With